This is a waiting revocation for Jesus Marez, ADC number 043457. Do want to note that there is a letter in the county attorney's office dated January 9, 2019, objecting to any further release of Mr. Marez. Mr. Marez is before this board for an absolute discharge, a parole to his next consecutive sentence. He is currently serving a life sentence for burglary in the first degree, a parole to his next sentence. He will then go to another life sentence for sexual assault. He became parole eligible on January 1st of 2011. According to his release plan or progress report, he says he will be released to the country of Mexico. He does have two minor violations for disrupting calm and disobeying verbally, one in October of 16, the other one in August of 16. According to the Ames report, Mr. Marez is 72 years old at the time, and he's, as I said, currently previously served an expired sentence of 10 and a half years for armed robbery, and then he picked up his current offenses that he has here. According to the Ames report, it does say that he is known to associate with the suspect brothers, the Border Brothers. STG. He does have an extensive history of crime since he's been incarcerated. He does have a limited amount of programs that he has actually taken. His criminal history does include illegal entry, escape, robbery, and burglary. According to the pre-sentence report that we have here, this is an incident that occurred on June 1st, 1985. It says between 2 a.m. and 2:45, two armed suspects entered the defendant and another unknown male forced entry into the victim's residence located at 546 West Cambridge. So they suspect confronted the victim armed with handguns, assaulted this 63-year-old victim. Then they removed property from the residence. But prior to removing the property from the residence, they tied her up. And then the victim was sexually assaulted twice while she was there in the house. While inside the house, they also, when he was arrested, he did say that he did gain entry into the victim's house through a window, but he denied having a weapon or robbing or assaulting the victim. I do want to make a note that this victim, 1981, was sentenced on three counts of armed robbery, class two dangerous felony. He received a prison sentence of 10 and a half years on each of the counts. The defendant was first deported on a voluntary basis back to Mexico in 1964. Then over the next 21 years, he has been prosecuted for on four occasions, 1975, 1976, and 1985, for residing illegally in the United States. He also has been deported voluntarily on a number of occasions. And in one instance, he escaped while being deported and received a consecutive sentence of 2 years for his actions. Most recently, he was deported on March 27th, 1985 in Nogales. Then on December 4th, and after he had served approximately 3 years of his armed robbery conviction and that he was previously arrested on here. He participated in the prisoner exchange program with the country of Mexico. He was turned over to Homeland, and according to the Immigration and Naturalization Services, the records on January 8, 1985, he was released from the Mexican prison in Juarez, Mexico, after serving after his 10 and a half year sentence in the United States was commuted to him having 133 days that he actually served in Mexico. Based on the information that we have, I do not feel that he would be a good candidate to and be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, as he has shown that he does have a detainer from Mexico, and that he's going to Mexico and come back numerous times, as well as being charged. And then also that he participated in a program where he went to Mexico, had a 10.5-year sentence, served 3 years here, went to Mexico and had that sentence commuted to 133 days from that point and was released, and then returned back here and committed another crime. That would be my reason. Therefore, my motion is going to be denied Mr. Moraes absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence.
A second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones and Dr. Wright. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. And my reasons, and I'm also going to ask for a 1 year set off since this incident occurred in 1985. I'm going to ask for a 1 year set off. That it was a serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense. Trauma to the victim, age of the victim, a serious bodily injury. I'm going to mark, he marked violated previous probation and parole, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, that he's a repeat offender, definitely poor institutional behavior, history of assaultive behavior, lack of programming, poor or no release plan, and no family or community support. Those will be the reasons, unless the board has some other ones that they would like to see. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.